Like if I go for a job today, several people are just gonna look at me and then they're just gonna be like, okay, this is just a kid. I'm not gonna hire a kid, of course.
Yeah.
But I want to be an entrepreneur basically. So that's kind of my goal.
What is your motivation behind doing all of these things? Because I remember when I was of your age, I was just watching Doraemon and Ninja Hattori and Oggy and the Cockroaches. Okay. One question that I want to ask you is, do you understand the math behind all of these algorithms and data structures? Hey, welcome back everyone. I'm Ishan Sharma, and in today's video with me, I have a 13-year-old kid who recently started learning to code and has been making quite a lot of progress. I just wanted to show you the determination kids have into programming, okay? I think it's really important for us to not take a look at memes like these and then try to say that kids don't know how to program, whereas there are a few kids who are not like the chintus that we've been hearing from at tech startups. Okay, so I hope you'll enjoy this video. Basically, it talks about how did he get started with learning Python, with learning JavaScript, React.js, what all projects did he make, and how did he manage to make all of these things? What were the resources he used? Okay, this is sort of a motivational sort of a video, if you would like to call it that. I am really amazed to see what he has done so far. I hope you'll also enjoy this video. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel, share this video with a friend of yours, hit that like button, and now let's get started with this video. Hey, welcome back everyone. I'm Ishan Sharma and welcome back to another podcast episode. With me today, I have Priyanshu. First of all, he reached out to me on Instagram and he was really excited to share his own journey. First of all, Priyanshu, how are you doing? And tell me, what is your current age right now?
Hello everyone, I'm super pumped to be over here. I'm very happy that I'm with Ishan here, and right now I'm 13. In just 9 days I'm gonna turn 14, and yeah, I started off when I was 11 and it has been an amazing journey so far.
All right, that's really amazing. Tell me exactly how you got started and what has that journey been like for you, and what all languages you've learned, what all projects you've done. All of this I want to learn because this is something that is very new. People, like when you are very early on in your journey, when you are this little, it's very strange to see a kid like you doing all of these things. So I just want to learn, how did you got started, and tell me your entire journey.
Of course. So I was that kind of kid who used to, like get bored very easily. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna learn something new today. And then I was just scrolling through my YouTube to search for something else. And then came up programming. And this was something that really basically just changed my life. I was like, okay, so you make apps, you make Instagram, you make Facebook, you make Google, right? But it wasn't some alien who did it. Of course, there was some kind of person who did it, right? And I thought that, oh my goodness, what would have happened if I make those apps? What can happen if I am a person who can influence so many people just by sitting at my home? And that is the power of programming, and that is what I realized. That just, like drove me throughout my journey. And I started off when I was 11 because, again, I was quite bored. It was my summer vacation. I took up Python because I thought it was easy, and many people were also, getting inside of Python back then. And yeah, so a few of the projects that I have built an Amazon clone. I have built a chat application using
How did this all
Socket.io,
got
and
started? What resources did you use for building Amazon clone and other clones?
yeah, so Amazon clone was a part of the 5-day challenge that Clever Programmer did. So it was like, it is an amazing YouTube channel over there, and I used the resource. And most of the times, what I used to happen when I was back in the day when I was 11 years old, was I used to just follow a tutorial based on Python, say I'm making a snake game, right? But then I quickly realized the problem with it. That was, I built a project and then I can't just get over it, right? I'm just building a tutorial, I'm just using a tutorial, and then I'm moving on and moving on. That's not how it's supposed to be. But that was basically my life. I just used to just watch tutorials because that's the same thing that we're taught in school, right? You're just supposed to watch something that the teacher does and then you just copy and paste it. It was the same thing over here. But then I quickly realized that, okay, if I'm to make something like Google, there is no one else who's gonna do that, right? It's only gonna be me. So how do I do it? I was so scared at that point of time when I asked myself, how do I do it, that I basically freaked out. And then I realized that I was in tutorial hell. And then I built all of these applications with adding something new every single time I'm watching a tutorial, right?
Yeah,
So
that's
the
really
app won't
important.
know.
Most people just do whatever the person is teaching and they just copy the code and they're like, I made this, this is mine. When in
Exactly,
reality, you
like,
really have to add
yeah.
something on it to make it your own and to actually understand what's going on. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, so what I tried to add, yes, it was a failure at first, but what I tried to add was the search feature. So you have the search icon on Amazon. I
Yeah.
tried to add that. Of course, it was a big failure. I wasn't able to get over it. But the thing is that I learned a lot from it. So I learned about, you know, how to pass queries and how to use, you know, like some searching algorithms and stuff like that. So that is what I added to it. The next was my chat application from React.js and Socket.io. So it has a special feature of rooms. So there can be a room for JavaScript, there can be a room for Python. I made it for my own purposes so that, you know, if I'm having a client to deal with and, you know, if I want to just make a Discord server, I just don't want to use Discord. I want to make something like my own. So I made something called ChatCord. So it's like you have several rooms and I'm still working on it. I'm trying to improve it. But yeah, so that's basically one of my another projects that I'm really proud of. And there was another project that I made with Python, and that was a pathfinding visualizer. So this was my one of the biggest projects that I've made. I've made two good projects with Python till now. And this was one of the best ones because I think that I learned a lot from it. Number one, see, whenever I am building a project, I always keep five things in mind. Number, actually four things. It should be visual. It should be something that I learned a lot from. It should have the wow factor.
Yeah.
And of course, it should be something that, you know, teaches you a lot. Of course, like, that's the first point. But also it, you know, like it really helped me write cleaner code. So clean code is something that everyone should practice. I didn't really practice that earlier on.
Yeah.
I started with object-oriented programming in this one. And yeah, it was quite fun. So you put a node A, then you put a node B, and then you just add some obstacles in it. And then you hit the space and it will run the A star pathfinding algorithm in the back, at the back. So
I've
you
heard
will
about
be
it,
able
yeah.
to visualize it. Yeah. So you will be able to visualize it. And I was doing this because everyone was talking about data structures and algorithms. And I was like, okay, let's check it out. Then I saw that, okay, there's an A-star algorithm for pathfinding, and this could be used in something like Uber. Of course, I wanted to build a large-scale application, so I tried to break it down. And
yeah.
I saw that, okay, I can just, you know, like make these barriers that could be the houses or the people. And then the point node A would be something like, you know, you can the driver's location and then the passenger's location. So I thought of it to be like that. Of course, it wasn't that complex. But yeah, I learned a lot from it, and I'm very happy that I made that project. One more was, it was something that that even today I use a lot. It's like a password manager application. So you have a head password, all right? So you just have one big password. That's, for me, it was just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then if you you can add several passwords to it. So there's a GP function that's, you know, a get password, and there's a SP function that's store password. So if you type SP in it, then what's going to happen is that it's going to ask you for the application name. So say that you put something like YouTube, then it will just randomly give you a very strong password for that field. And then you don't even need to remember it because it just stores it on the server. It's like an SQL database. It stores it over there. And if you ever want to access it, you can just say GP. And then you will be able to, you know, just type the application name, say it was YouTube in my case, and then I would be able to get the password. So it is something that I'm quite proud of because it was hard to build. But again, I learned a lot about database query management and stuff. And yeah, it was amazing to build that project too.
Whoa, that was an amazing journey, bro. Like, one question that I want to ask you is, do you understand the math behind all of these algorithms and data structures? Because the math can get a little bit complex. They also talk about matrices. So do you know all of these concepts, or are you a little bit on the higher level on abstraction?
I'm like, see, most of the times I like to do web development, and what I found in web development was that there aren't as many algorithms as you might think. Like, people always talk about, you know, DSA, like you just have to figure out every single thing about it. It's not about, it's not at all like that. But the A-star algorithm, yes, it was quite hard to understand at first. But what I tried to do is that I tried to simplify it as much as I can. So if it was the math and I couldn't understand the math totally, I usually just think that, okay, so this is basically what we do, and here's how we implement it. And that is basically, that's all I do. So, you know, if I try to break down the math, of course, that's going to be a bit hard for me too. But yeah, I try to understand it however deep I can. If I can't go like completely deep, and if I can't just go to the core, I try to at least go to the mantle, if you get that. But yeah, so that's something that I try to do. You know, like, it's not just about higher level learning. It's not just about touching the surface. It's actually about, you know, getting to know how the algorithm works. And once you know that, of course, nothing is hard, right? Because ASR isn't that complicated. People put it to be very complicated. It's not that complicated. But once you implement it, yes, it does get complicated. So it's not just about the math. Yes, sometimes the math does get hard. So I wasn't even, you know, focusing on machine learning, because if I was, then, you know, people
talk machine
about
learning math, is a little bit harder.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to learn machine learning from the code. So I didn't even think about it when I was learning.
All right. So you basically started off by Clever Programmer. He does a lot of live streams. For people who don't know who Clever Programmer is, it's basically a YouTube channel. They have a lot of live streams where they build projects from scratch. So that's where you learned React, right?
Yeah, it's actually, you know, where I started off React from. I didn't even know what React was before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started off, like, they built a project. I couldn't understand it very well. And again, I was like, okay, if I don't understand it, then in the future, I won't be able to build something out of it, right? So that, and again, that's not something that I want to do. So I just went and I watched, I took up a course on Udemy. It was Learn React from Scratch. I don't even remember the person who made it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Learn React from Scratch, and I tried to understand every single thing, and then I came up with a chat code application with Node.js in the backend.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me one thing. What is your motivation behind doing all of these things? Because I remember when I was of your age, I was just watching Doraemon and Ninja Hattori and Augie and the Cockroaches. Okay. So I didn't even think about these things. Yes, I was tinkering a little bit. I used to take apart my remote control car. I used to look inside what is there. I found a motor. I found some wires. I used to tinkle with the wires and all those things, but not at your level. So tell me, what is the motivation behind doing all of these things?
So it's actually quite similar to what it was for you. Like, I was also someone who liked to just, you know, like, screw inside of everything.
Yeah.
And if I was to break something, then my mom would scold me. But then what I thought was that, you know, again, the applications that you can build with programming, this is how I actually found out about programming. I was like wondering someday that, you know, all these applications, I use them every single day. But how cool would it be if I was to make my own application?
Mm-hmm.
That would be killer. And once I was able to build those applications, I would be like, oh my goodness, I made this application. I would be quite proud of myself.
Yeah.
What actually drove me was that I never wanted to be just that kid who used to, you know, just go for your school studies, just live the normal life, right? Go for your school, do your 11th and 12th and stuff like that, and go for college, go for your job. I didn't actually want to be that kind of a kid. I wanted to be someone who, you know, like, every single day I write my own book, right? So this is something that Aman Atharwal talks a lot about.
Yeah.
He says that, I love that guy, bro. I just love him.
He's a legend.
He's totally a legend. So I always think about, you know, like, if I'm going to do something today, I want to do something today that tomorrow I can wake up and say that, okay, yesterday I'm a better man than what I was yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to be every single day. And so I found out that if I'm not stucking through, if I'm not getting stuck at any bugs, it means that I didn't learn anything. If I'm getting stuck at bugs and if I'm not able to solve them, it's okay, because I just want to keep on learning. And my motivation was just that, you know, tomorrow I want to be a better version of myself. And day after tomorrow, maybe I want to say that, okay, I learned something very well. And after that, I want to build some applications that could influence millions of people.
Yeah.
That is one of my biggest dreams.
That is a huge motivation for a lot of people. That is what you should be going out for. Do you have any sort of like long-term goals? I know you're very young. I shouldn't be asking this question, but do you have anything of, do you continuously just want to create applications? What do you want to do?
So my long-term goal is to, right now I'm brainstorming a lot. So I'm thinking about what all can be, you know, like a possible mode of source of income for me at this young age. Something that, you know, wouldn't restrict me to learning some, like, you know, even if I'm learning something new, it's okay. But something that isn't going to restrict me from doing something, right? Like if I go for a job today, several people are just going to look at me and then they're just going to be like, okay, this is just a kid. I'm not going to hire a kid, of course.
Yeah.
But I want to be an entrepreneur, basically. So that's kind of my goal. I want to build application and I want to focus on, you know, how do I put this application in the world and how do I provide so much value to every single one that, you know, whoever watches my content or whoever is, you know, like gonna be using that application, say that, okay, I am learning something from this application. This application actually helps me.
Yeah.
Like something like W3 Schools, right? Every single one uses W3 Schools whenever they're starting out. But again, the idea is that I want to build something like that. And my long-term goal is to influence several people and build my own personal brand out of that. I'm reading this book called Crushing It. I'm actually listening to it. And
Gary Vaynerchuk.
It talks a lot. Yeah, Gary Vee. Exactly. It talks a lot about personal brand development, and I'm taking a lot of value from it too. So, you know, I'm hearing what he tries to say is that, you know, social media is not just a mode for you to, you know, enjoy. It is a mode, of course, but it's more, there is more to that. So there are so many businesses which are established on the basis of social media, and it just stuns me that, you know, something about which people constantly talk about that you shouldn't be using social media, and then this guy's talking about you should use social media.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. He wants so every single person, even if they are a kid, to use social media to learn how communication happens on the social media. Yeah.
Exactly. So I was again quite influenced by that too. So I want to build my own personal brand. That's kind of my goal. So there's also something called financial independence, and I know that several people might know about it.
Yeah.
But I don't. This might not be a goal for many of you, but I don't want to be that person who wakes up tomorrow and says that, oh my goodness, what am I going to do today? When I hit 21 years of age, then I don't want to be that person who worries about money. I just don't want to worry about money because life is too big to just think about money, right? So that is again one of my goals, to be financially independent, so that tomorrow if I lose something, yeah. Right, say that if I you know, like I'm not able to work, say that I'm gonna go for a job, but I lose my job tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be that person who just worries about money. And there is so much more to life than just money. And that's always something that I think about. Mm-hmm. And this is again one of my goals, that if I am able to live my life financially independent, then basically I can work on so many other things than just providing, you know, than just worrying about money, right?
All right. That was really amazing to learn from you. At such a young age, you're doing such amazing work. That's really amazing. Now let's move ahead and talk a little bit about this complete scenario, how people are perceiving this notion of kids learning to code. There are these edtech companies, and let's not take their names, but basically they get people like you registered into their courses, and they do one-on-one coaching calls. What do you think about this whole industry that has started off? And do you think it is something that is good? Do you think it's bad? Their marketing strategy is like, you know, Chintu hai, Chintu ne aisa itna bada placement le liya, and all that sort of stuff. What do you think about this? What is your viewpoint on this?
It is quite subjective to think about these big companies who are coming up right now. And trust me, this is something that even Hitesh Chaudhary touched on, and this is something that several people are talking about, even Telesco and all of those people are talking about it, that, you know, kids aren't supposed to be learning to code, right? So this, I don't see these companies, the approach that they're trying to bring on is that, you know, kids can start learning to code from an early age. But in my opinion, that's good, right? Till then, it's actually quite good that, you know, if they're trying to motivate people who are trying to, you know, learn to code. Like I met another person in in my Instagram. He's like an 11-year-old, and he also learned from one of those companies, right?
Yeah.
So it's okay for them if they're trying to, you know, say that, okay, we can help your kid learn to code. Till then, it's okay. But then what happens is that later on, if all of these kids start to learn to code, right, and what's going to happen is that it's going to come up like a wave, a wave of coding, right? So all of the young people have to learn to code. See, this is where the entire problem lies. The problem is that, you know, no one should be forced to do something if they don't like it, at least in my opinion. So if I'm a kid who is not at all interested in programming, and if my parents are trying to say that, okay, we want you to get inside of this, and you know, someone is forcing me to learn to code, I'm never going to learn to code. And instead, what's going to happen is that in the back of my mind, I'm going to think that, okay, I might not be good enough. Mm-hmm. Right. These kinds of fears are common among children. And I was one of them too. I was like, oh, okay, this is too overwhelming for me. Why do I even have to do this? And it was again a reason for me to not code for 6 months straight.
Yeah.
Right. So, like their approach is their main goal is not bad. They want to, you know, promote kids who want to learn to code. But if the kid himself doesn't like to code, or if he's getting pressurized to learn to code, I don't think it's a good idea at all, because maybe in the future they were supposed to be coders. They were supposed to be epic coders.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they were supposed to be something like the next Linus Torvalds. But what happens is that they get this fear at the back of their mind that, okay, coding might be too hard for me. My parents are trying to pressurize me, right? The next gen is about IT, but coding is not the only thing that is there. Your kid could do several other things, and it's okay if they want to, you know, like just live like a normal kid who just, you know, wants to chill out and watch Doraemon or something. It's okay for them because it's their childhood. They have to do all that. When are they, when else are they gonna do all that? For me, it wasn't a big deal because I was having that, you know, passion for coding. But if you think about any other kid and if they're doing it without their will, then I don't think it's a good idea at all. If they're doing it with their will, then of course I would, like, I myself would be ready to teach that kid. But if they're doing it without their will and if they personally don't want to do it, I would never recommend anyone to do it. Even if you're a grown up, right? If your parents are trying to force you to get inside of IT, and if you don't like programming in general, then it's of no point to pursue that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I only believe that self-taught programmers are the ones that actually have the passion inside of them. Yes, there are students that learn through coaching classes and these edtech startups. But the people who are able to teach themselves coding on their own using the internet, free or paid, that is not the matter. But the people who are able to teach themselves to code are the people who actually have the passion inside of them to learn coding. And what these startups are doing, first of all, they are misleading the majority of the India's population.
I was just like to cut you off a minute over here. Like, I've seen so many people talk about like 6-year-olds making app, and this becomes quite misleading because if you're trying to say that your kid could do it too, sometimes it might not be in their interest to do it at all. And this is quite misleading. And, you know, if I was to, you know, like make some kind of a request to all these big tech companies is that please don't mislead about, you know, every single kid to be able to learn to code. Even some grown-ups, like, you know, most of the grown-ups are not willing to learn to code because it's just not their passion, right? If the kid, if, you know, it seems like a scam whenever they say something like that, you know, like your 6-year-old can make apps and they might change the world. Of course they can, but it's not just normal that, you know, every kind of kid can do that. And, you know, if parents also think inside of them that, okay, maybe my child could do this and maybe I should also, you know, like get them inside of these coaching institutes. That's not at all how it should be, because again, as Ishan said, that if you're not self-taught, paid or free either, then you, number one, you don't have the passion to learn to code because you yourself didn't show up for that coding everything. But no, and number two is that, you know, once you're pressurized to do something, you will never do it good, right? That's the reason why most of the people in school sometimes hate school, because they're being pressurized to pursue school when they even, that's not even their passion. They might like guitar, they might like music. Why aren't they able to do it? Because they're pressurized to do something else. And this is something that happens, you know, at the back of the parents' mind, and this is not something that should happen.
I completely agree with you. Priyanshu, thank you so much for joining me for this interview. You are a really inspiring kid. I hope you continue just learning and staying curious. That's really important, and not wasting your time, because I think that's what I did in my when I was in my 13, 14, 15 years of age. So yeah, that's what I would say to you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you every single one who watches this video, and thank you Ishan for having me over here. I was really grateful for you, and I hope that your channel grows. And I also hope that every single one of you who is watching this video is doing good. Hope you guys are safe and sound. Peace.
So yeah, that was the conversation. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, you can reach out to him on his Instagram. I will leave it in the description. And let me know what you think about this in the comment section below. Do you think Chintu is real? Do you think Chintu is fake? What are your thoughts about, you know, kids learning to code? Do you think it's possible? Do you think it's something that can happen? Let me know in the comments. And yeah, thank you all. If you are still watching this video, thank you so much. And I'll keep making more of these videos to help you guys. So if you have not already subscribed, make sure that you hit that subscribe button, like this video, share it with your friends, and yeah, thank you all, and I will see you all in the next video. Bye-bye.